Scientists in England think they're on to an entirely new way to treat breast cancer. The approach takes advantage of a genetic weakness of cancer cells that normal cells don't have. Though it's only been tried in the lab so far, the approach could be tested in patients as early as this summer. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy are the primary tools for treating cancer, but they're far from ideal. All three damage healthy tissue as well as tumors and can have nasty side effects. The new world of molecular genetics has allowed scientists to peer into the inner workings of cancer cells. The idea is to find genetic weaknesses that can be exploited. In breast cancer, one potential weakness involves the so-called breast cancer genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2. Louis Chodosh is a cancer researcher at the University of Pennsylvania.
When women inherit mutations in those genes, they have this dramatically elevated susceptibility to breast cancer as well as ovarian cancer. And since 94, 95, flocks of scientists have been trying to figure out why. And it seems to be because these genes are both involved in a certain type of DNA repair.
DNA repair is essential to keeping cells healthy. Inheriting a mutated form of BRCA1 or 2 means there can be problems with DNA repair, and that damage can lead to cancer. Now, two teams in England, one at the University of Sheffield and the other at the Breast Cancer Breakthrough Research Center in London, report in the journal Nature that it may be able to take advantage of that repair problem that afflicts cancer cells.
They can't repair their DNA properly, and that leads to further mutation, but it is also the key to killing the cells.
Alan Ashworth is with the London team. He says with one repair mechanism broken, cancer cells only have a backup DNA repair mechanism left to keep the cells alive. Ashworth's approach is to knock out that backup.
So the analogy that we've been using is that if we think of a table that's got four legs, you remove one leg and the table can stand up just fine, whereas if you remove two, then the table falls over.
Or in the case of a cancer cell, the cell dies. Normal cells still have their primary repair mechanism in place, so a treatment that involves losing a backup system doesn't damage them. Cancer researcher David Livingston sees great promise in this new approach. Livingston is at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
There's a possible specific opportunity to kill BRCA1 or 2 deficient cancer cells without killing lots of normal cells by this approach.
Cancer researcher Mary Ellen Moynihan of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York is more cautious.
This is exciting, and you know, and everyone wants to say, oh yes, we can use this to help patients, and hopefully we can. We just can't do that yet.
That day may not be so far off. Alan Ashworth of the Breakthrough Breast Cancer Research Center has been working with the Kudos Pharmaceutical Company in Cambridge, England. They've developed a drug that exploits the DNA repair weakness in cancer cells Ashworth and his colleagues have identified. Ashworth says the drug is reasonably far along in development.
We're hopeful that the initial trials in people will start in a few months, perhaps by June.
It's true that many cancer therapies work far better in the lab than they do in people, and this approach may not work for all cancers. But it does represent a subtler approach to treating cancer than surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.